It is 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, did you hear that Campbell's Soup is changing its name?
I saw something about this.
Yeah.
What is up?
So after more than a century, Campbell's Soup is changing its name, but it's very subtle.
Oh.
They're dropping the word soup from their
just
corporate
name. Oh, okay.
So it's going to be just known as the Campbell's Company.
Oh,
so
okay.
So no more Campbell's Soup Company.
So my life has not changed as drastically as
no,
I feared.
No, probably not. No, but they did make it, like I saw it was like in a lot of different like news sites today.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
And, like, it's a huge thing, but it's really not that.
That's it. Okay.
But although Campbell's is the world's largest producer of soup, soup is now a smaller portion of its sales. And that's because in addition to its lineup of canned soup.
Great soups.
Campbell's now owns lots of other snack brands, which I did not realize, but they also own like Goldfish, Snyder's of Hanover, Cape Cod, Pepperidge Farm, and lots of other snack food. So
All right.
They're just taking away the soup because they're more than that now.
They are more than that. They've expanded. They've grown.
So the company that would become Campbell's Soup started back in 1869 when Joseph Campbell, a fruit merchant, and Abram Anderson, an icebox manufacturer, formed a partnership in Camden, New Jersey to can tomatoes, vegetables, preserves, and other products. In 1895, the first can of ready-to-eat tomato soup became available.
Mm.
In 1897, a chemist named John Dorrance, who was a nephew of the company's president at the time, developed a commercially viable method for condensing soup by halving the quantity of its heaviest ingredient, which was water. So basically, they took half the water out.
And then you put the water back in when you make the soup.
That's right. And this allowed the soup to be packaged into a smaller can and sold at a lower price than other canned soups.
That's good. They've got the, isn't it Campbell's that make, they have the chunky soup or something
like
it's in a bigger can.
Mm-hmm.
And that one, it's not condensed. That one, you just pour it out and heat it up, right, and stir it up?
Yes.
So that's not condensed
soup.
That's
not condensed.
That's old-fashioned soup.
Yes. Well, actually, I think that, well, yes.
Oh,
right.
Is there more?
No. In 1898, a Campbell's executive convinced the company to adopt a red and bright white color scheme because he was taken by the crisp red color of the Cornell University football team's uniform.
Oh, so Cornell's
Cornell is
to thank for that.
Yes, exactly. In 1900, the company won a bronze medal for product excellence at the Paris Exposition.
It's third place.
And that's why that medallion is there on the label of the can. Have you ever noticed that? That little...
You know, I kind of have noticed that. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's because of
that's
what?
Because they
won third place in a contest.
They won a bronze medal for product excellence.
In what
at
year?
The Paris Exposition in 1900.
You know what though? You win an award, you tell everybody
absolutely.
About it. Even 124 years later.
Sure.
And it was third place. You still tell everybody.
And you put it right there on
the front
of your
label. You better believe it.
All that time, yes. Campbell's Soup has invested heavily in advertising since its inception, and many artifacts of its promotional campaigns have proven valuable in the Americana collectible advertising market.
Oh.
Yes. Perhaps best known are the Campbell's Kids, designed by illustrator Grace Drayton. The characters became popular almost immediately, leading to the production of dolls, cookbooks, cards, plates, t-shirts, and many other items fashioned in their likeness.
All right.
The Campbell Kids have spanned many generations and still represent the Campbell Soup Company today. And the Campbell Soup Company was the sole sponsor of Lassie.
The TV show?
For its entire TV and radio run from 1954 until 1971.
Oh,
and
good.
Campbell's very first TV commercial ran during an episode of Lassie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
After World War II, the company gradually began to diversify by acquiring producers of juice, frozen foods, bakery goods, and candy. In 1941, they opened Campbell's Test Kitchens with professionally trained home economists developing recipes using their condensed soup.
Home economist, I love that term.
In 1955, a Campbell Test Kitchen chef named Dorcas Riley invented green bean casserole.
Dorcas, you say?
Yes. So every Thanksgiving, this recipe is viewed 4 million times on Campbell's website.
And we have Dorcas to thank.
And we have
we
Dorcas to thank.
We should remember that.
Always.
And maybe mention it at Thanksgiving dinner with your friends.
Should.
Dorcas.
If you can remember.
Is to thank.
Yeah.
For this green bean casserole.
That's right. And Campbell's soup.
And Campbell's soup, sure.
In 1962, artist Andy Warhol incorporated the familiar look of the Campbell's soup can with a series of pop art silk screens, a theme he would return to off and on throughout the 1960s and 70s.
Mm.
The first batch in 1962 were a series of 32 canvases. At first, the cans were accurate representations of actual Campbell's cans, but as this series progressed, they became more surrealistic. Now, initially, Campbell's Soup Company considered legal action.
Oh, I bet.
But they decided to evaluate the public reaction to the art first and never ended up suing or
well, that's
doing
good.
Anything like that.
That's
yeah.
good.
After reviewing their lawyer's opinion, the company decided they were okay with their flagship product becoming a timeless work of art.
Oh, sure.
It's great advertising.
Of course.
Right?
You can't buy that kind of publicity.
Years later, the company even commissioned a piece of Warhol's art as a gift for a retiring board member.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
The silkscreens themselves have become iconic pieces of pop art, with one commanding a price of $11.8 million at auction in 2006.
Ooh.
Yeah. And today, Campbell Soup sells more than 1 billion cans of soup every year.
That is unbelievable.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of soup. Yeah. You're not kidding. But I love Campbell's Soup. I mean, that's the brand. That's what I go with.
Yeah.
Every time, Campbell's.
Every time.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Campbell's, or just, is it Campbell's Soup or Campbell's?
The Campbell's Company.
The Campbell's Company,
now,
Sarah.
Yes.
I've got to learn. I've got to train myself now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
so,
what are we playing?
We're going to play a song that is something maybe you would say while you're eating Campbell's Soup.
Mm,
we're going to play Hot, Hot, Hot by Buster Poindexter.
Okay, Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
That's right. Buster Poindexter and Hot, Hot, Hot on Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Sarah, do remind us, why are we playing this fantastic record like we're at a wedding reception?
Well, because we were talking about Campbell's Soup.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course we
were.
Which
gets hot, hot, hot when you warm it up, right?
In theory.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. Campbell's Soup's red and white label is inspired by the Cornell University's football uniforms.
You could do it. You could do it, Sarah. A Campbell's Soup employee invented green bean casserole.
And Campbell's is the world's largest producer of soup. Even though they're dropping soup from the name.
And we mentioned, because, you know, when we were streaming live here on Facebook, yeah, and this thing goes up on YouTube, the entire thing, including our conversation off the air during the song, one thing we talked about during the song was the granddaughter of the person who invented the condensing of the soup.
Yes.
And she gets a payout every day, every year.
Yes. $200,000 a day.
A day.
Because her grandfather invented condensing.
My golly. My golly.
Yeah.
I love my grandparents, but...
They didn't invent
they could have stepped
anything
up
like
a little
that,
bit.
Right?
If folks want to learn more about Campbell's and the Campbell's Company, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Imagine that you're sitting at home and every day a check for $200,000 shows up. My gosh.
Yeah.
All right. This goes up on YouTube. Don't forget YouTube.com. You can search Sarah's Wiki Corner. You'll see the entire archive up there. And every day we stream this live visually on our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Legends1027. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Will you come back tomorrow, please?
I sure will.
4:10, fresh episode.
Absolutely.
We'll be here for that. Traffic and weather on the way. We've got some America. We've got some Beatles. And we've got more on Legends 102.7.